I want to talk to you from the topic from sheep to shepherds. From sheep to shepherds. Maybe you should nudge your neighbor and ask them, are you a sheep or a shepherd? Maybe find somebody else and ask them, are you a sheep or a shepherd? In Matthew chapter 9, 38, the Bible says the following, then Jesus went about all the cities and the valleys, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. Right through the Bible, we find that God made a reference to his people as sheep. In many places, he referred to his people as sheep. You find that occur over 270 times, he mentioned the word sheep. The Bible even speaks about Jesus as the sacrificial lamb that will come to this world. And over here, Jesus is saying, when he arrived on earth, he find that his people are scattered all over. They are like a shepherd. They are sheep without a shepherd. And then immediately he connects what he's saying to the harvest, to lost people. He's saying, listen, the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. He noticed something. He says people are lost, scattered, and they are everywhere. But the laborers are few. The laborers are few. So he's connecting being a laborer with a shepherd. And I want to tell you today that it's time for you and I to move from being sheep to shepherds. Let me just have the clip, the photo up there, please, if we can have it about Woolly. Can we have it today? Well, that's a sheep. Maybe some of you don't know it, but the chop you ate a few weeks ago comes from them. It's a cute, but I don't want to be a sheep. Now let's have a picture of a shepherd. Now there's a vast difference between a sheep and a shepherd. And I want to say, who of you would rather be a shepherd than a sheep? Put up your hands. You would rather be known as a shepherd than a sheep. I think every one of us would prefer to be called a shepherd instead of being called a sheep. There's a reason why God says, my people are like sheep. He doesn't say that they are sheep. He says they are like sheep. And you and I, we have a choice either to stay sheep in the house of God or become shepherds in the house of God. Jesus had compassion over the people, and he found them weary, scattered, like sheep without no shepherd. And Jesus didn't just say something. He made a fact 2,000 years ago. The harvest is ready. The harvest is plentiful, but there's a problem. There's enough sheep around. People that are weary and lost and scattered, but there ain't enough shepherds. There are so many lost and scattered people in our world, family. There are so many weary sheep, but no real shepherds. No real shepherds. Why does he refer to us as a sheep? Why does he not tell us that we are cheetahs or lions or tigers or any animal with a bite of some class? But the Bible tells us that we are sheep, and we are sheep of God, and he is the shepherd. In Psalm 78:52, the Bible says, but he made his own people go forth like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. In 79:13, he says, when we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will thank you forever and ever, ever, praising your greatness from generation to generation. The sheep and shepherd word picture that we find in the Bible occurs so many times, over 270 times. The best picture of a sheep and a shepherd. Can you sort out my monitors, please? Between a sheep and a shepherd is the find in the Psalm 23. In Psalm 23, you find the story about a sheep and a shepherd. You do a little bit of research about sheep and you will soon see that they are not survivors. Sheep ain't survivors. They are actually, they are not strong or dependent creatures. Not proud hunters or fierce predators. They are actually kind of pathetic creatures. Entirely dependent upon the shepherd to lead them. And for the shepherds, they are dependent upon the shepherds for at least three reasons. Number one, the first reason is because sheep are actually coming across as very dumb. They come across as very dumb. Now, I'm not saying that you are dumb. Please don't get me wrong. God referred to his people as shepherds. Are you guys with me? But what thing, one thing stands out about sheep is that sheep are actually really dumb. This is a real story of sheep that explains this principle. I'm going to read it for you. 100 of sheep followed their leader off a cliff in eastern Turkey, plunging to their death this week while shepherds looked on in dismay. 400 sheep fell 15 meters to their death in a ravine in the province of Van near Iran, but broke the fall of another 1,100 animals who survived. Sure. Shepherds from a nearby village neglected the flock while eating breakfast, leaving the sheep to roam free. The loss to the local farmers was estimated to be $74,000. You see, one sheep wandered off the cliff and 1,499 other sheep followed him. Soon they were piled so deep that the ones that at the bottom were crushed to death and the ones at the top were lying on a big soft pillow. Sheep, dumb, 1,500 of them walking one by one over a cliff. More than 400 died. Just left the sheep having breakfast, let them just roam free. Get to the ravine, 1,500 sheep at the bottom. Dumb creatures, or appear to be very dumb, not so smart creatures. And there's a second reason sheep needs a shepherd. Number one, sheep are directionless. They are directionless. Sheep are prone to wander. Even if you put them in an absolute perfect environment with everything they need, like green pastures and enough water, sooner or later, they will just wander off. If a shepherd doesn't manage them, or if he doesn't micromanage them and keep them under a watchful eye, they wander off and get lost. Sheep are dumb and directionless, but sheep are also defenseless. The third reason why sheep need shepherds, because they are defenseless. Left to themselves, sheep will not and cannot last very long in the wild. Just about any other domestic animal can be returned to the wild and still have a fighting chance of survival, but not sheep. You put a sheep in the wild and you will soon give the wild a snack. So there's a reason why sheep need shepherds. Number one, sheep are dumb creatures, or they appear to be dumb, or act like dumb creatures. Secondly, they are directionless. They look like they are. They're constantly wandering. And then the third thing, which is a major thing, they are defenseless. And I believe, friends, that all believers need to move from being sheep to becoming shepherds. It's time for many of us to move from being sheep to become shepherds. In John chapter 10, 25, the Bible says, Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe because you are not my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Friends, when you are a Jesus sheep, you hear his voice and you will become like him, a shepherd. Jesus said, my sheep, they hear my voice. Now I tell you today, Jesus also tells us that we shall become like him. He made us to become like him. So if you are a Jesus sheep, hopefully you're here today and you say, yes, that's me. I'm a Jesus sheep. Then I want to tell you that if you're a Jesus sheep and you hear his voice, then you will have to become a shepherd. You will have to move from a sheep to a shepherd. The meaning of the word shepherd is the following: a person who herds, a person who tends, and a person that guards sheep. The meaning of a shepherd is also a person that protects, that guides, and watches over the other person or a group of people. So when you are a shepherd, you are a person that, number one, learned to herd. Mm-hmm. Do you know what it means to herd? That's what you do here today on the Sunday in this service. We are herding. We are coming together. So when you are a shepherd, what you first will do is you will get people to herd. You will get them to come together. I didn't say that in the earlier service, so maybe it's just for some people over here. But you will have to learn to herd, to get people to come to church, get them to come together. You have to learn to guide them, and to watch over them, and to protect them, and to sometimes you have to lead them. Are you with me? The difference between a sheep and a shepherd is the following. A shepherd is a sheep that herds. Not herd people, but herds. Are you guys with me? What is a shepherd? It's a sheep that herds. A sheep that gets people together for God's purposes. And the main reason why some people become shepherds and others don't become shepherds is because some people choose to stay sheep and others learn to herd, to guide, to protect, and to tend. They make up their mind. I am not going to stay a sheep. I am going to learn to herd. I'm going to learn to guard. I'm going to learn to protect. I'm going to learn to watch over. That's the only difference why so many of God's people stay sheep and others became, and so few become shepherds. Friends, the reason why some people become shepherds and others don't and stay sheep is because they have learned to herd. They have learned to tend and to guard. They move from dumbness and directionless and defenseless beings to becoming people that are wise guides that protects and watches over people. Friends, you can say to me whatever you want. When you have Jesus in your life and you are a Jesus sheep, he will always connect you to people to take care of people. It is not for you just to come to church and to sit in church. God wants you to move from a lamb to a sheep and from a sheep to become a shepherd. There are real problems with people staying sheep. Number one, sheep go astray. Sheep go astray. You can put them in the best environment. You can give them the best pastures and pastors. You can give them the best water. You can put them in a perfect church and they will still wander. They will still go astray. There's a problem if you stay a sheep. And many people say sheep because they never learn to herd, never learn the greater purpose than just himself, never learn to encourage other people to come to church. I don't care. I'm a sheep. I get told. People phone me weekly to get me to. If you are ever been called by a pastor or a person in church asking you, where were you on Sunday? It is actually showing you that you're still a sheep. No one should ever have the privilege are phoning you and asking you where you were. Oh, no, I'm a shepherd. No, you're a sheep. You are a woolly. Do not stay a woolly. You need to move away from being a woolly to becoming a shepherd. The number two reason is sheep get lost. Sheep get lost. And I said it in the earlier service, Christ has not saved you for you to get lost again. In Matthew chapter 18, 12, verse 14, it says, what do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is astray. And if he should find it, surely I say to you, he rejoices more over that one sheep than over 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Friends, it's not your Father in heaven's will for people to give their lives to Jesus and then they get lost. But you see, we're sitting in church, and especially our church at this moment, I can't speak of other churches, but this church, with too many woolies, too many sheep, too many people that never learn to hurt, they never learn to guard other over other people. It's they are just in it for themselves, for their pastures and their water. Every Sunday we ask, every Sunday you sit in front of me, I see you all sit alone this Sunday again. All you learn to do is to herd around your little clique, your little world, your little saved people. None of you never bring no new visitors to church. You don't bring the people that got saved through your hands that you prayed for to church. It's just you. You sit here Sunday after Sunday. Because why? I'm not angry. You're a sheep. You are like a sheep. Let's say that. You are like a sheep. Directionless, defenseless. Always need somebody to phone you. Why are you not at church? Why are you not at prayer? Why? How's it going? Come back to church. Come back to home cell. Now you can choose to be woolly. Or you can say, no, this is enough. I need to become a shepherd. Because I think a lot of people don't realize that God wants you to move from a lamb to a sheep and from a sheep to a shepherd. If you want to become like Jesus, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I am the true shepherd. It's amazing that he said that he's the good shepherd and the true shepherd, meaning there are shepherds that's not good. And there are shepherds that's not true. They're not true shepherds. All you have to worry about is following a true shepherd, which is Jesus, or the true shepherd, which is Jesus. And find God that is after the heart of Jesus, men that is after the heart of Jesus, follow them so that you can become a shepherd like them. Because God says the harvest is plentiful, but the shepherds are few. Everybody sits in church for themselves. What I can get of it, and how God can answer my prayers, and how can God give me a wife, and how can God give me a husband, and how God can give me a new job, and how God can just provide for me, and have no heart for people, not at all. Don't care for people, don't guard over people, don't bring people to church. It's a scary world out there, family. You keep on being a sheep, you're never going to become a shepherd. You make up your mind to be a sheep, somewhere along the line, people will go astray. They get lost. Things happen. Church get boring. It's not fun anymore. And God has not called you. And it's a dangerous place to stay as a sheep. Because then you constantly need somebody to herd you, somebody to guard over you, somebody to watch over you. And God says there's plenty of that. But there ain't enough shepherds. There ain't enough ones that can take up responsibility over people and say, now I am going to become like my Jesus, a good and true shepherd. And I'm here today to challenge you, church, every one of you. Because I believe the Lord has spoken to me that too many of His people in this church, they act like sheep. Nothing changes. So they are defenseless. So they have no defenses. The smallest wobble in life, they leave church and go out of church. I don't want to come to church anymore. Pastor Tal wouldn't greet me in the beginning of the service, so now I'm offended and I don't want. Smallest wobble, defenseless. Something happened in life with that. It all happened, and then suddenly, oh no, where's God now? And you need somebody to phone you. And we all do that. That's what we do. When you're a good shepherd, you will always phone and encourage. But we need many of you that can go and protect and pray and guide and lead. And I'm here to stir you, to tell you, man, you need to look into your life. You can't stay a sheep. You can start off being a lamb, becoming a sheep, but then you need to move to be a shepherd. You will find Jesus in the Old Testament. He's projected as the lamb sacrifice, the sacrificial lamb. Then he comes into the New Testament. He comes into the New Testament to be the sacrificial lamb, but he is a sheep following his father's shepherding. Then he died on a cross and he moved from being a sheep to a shepherd. You will not find him today being a sheep again. You don't hear what I say. Never again will he be seen as a sheep, because now he has authority. All authority has been given to him. He's not acting dumb. He's not defenseless. He's not powerless. He's not directionless. Church, look at your life. CRC members, look at your lives. Directionless, defenseless. Nobody around you when you come to church. Just you. You're a sheep. Or you act like a sheep. And God says, no. There's a time to be a lamb. There's a time to be a sheep. But there's also a time to move to become a shepherd. In the Old Testament, it talks about Jesus as the sacrificial lamb. Then you find the first picture in the New Testament. He's a sheep. He's been led. First by John the Baptist, then he declares, I'm led by the Father himself. Are you with me? So he's a sheep led to the slaughter. He, Jesus, a sheep led to the slaughter. Then he became a shepherd. And today you will not find him being referred again. He will not act like a sheep. He will not act like a lamb. He is now the shepherd. Now I want to encourage some of you. You need to make up your mind to go and become. From today on, no more lamb, no more sheep, but I'm now becoming a shepherd. Are you still with me? There's a big challenge when it comes to sheep. Number three, sheep get attacked. They get attacked constantly. Are you with me? They get attacked constantly. In John chapter 10 verse 11 it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd put the shepherd before himself. Sacrifices himself if necessary. A hired man is not a real shepherd. The sheep mean nothing to him. He sees a wolf come and he runs for it, leaving the sheep to be ravaged and scattered by the wolf. He's only in it for the money. The sheep doesn't matter to him. Friends, by your own admission today, you said to me that you all want to rather be shepherds. Now listen to me. If you come to church and it doesn't worry you where the friends or the people are that gave their lives here in the front, you ain't a shepherd yet. You was just still a sheep. The Bible doesn't say it was the head sheep that worried about the one that got astray. Now the Bible says it was the shepherd that worried about the one that got astray, left the 99 and go fetch that one. I have found that you can take one sheep out of a flock, you can slaughter the sheep, and the others in the flock won't even notice that the one was gone. I'm coming from a farming community, man. I've slaughtered many sheep in my life. They were all like woolies over here, and you take one woolly, you take him there, you get slaughtered there, and the other woolies go on as if nothing happened. Why? Because they're sheep. And unfortunately, I'm very, very honest, many of you are like that. Don't have a clue about the brother that does not coming to church anymore, the sister that's not in, she's not hurting anymore, she's not coming to church anymore, she's not coming to home cell anymore. Now, who's guiding, who's guarding them, who's protecting, who's watching over their lives? Now, a shepherd says, whoa, where's that one? I many times to say to my pastors, just in this service, while I was preaching, God showed me a picture of somebody that I haven't seen for months. After the service, in all that we did after the service, I couldn't stop before I called him. I said to him, Pastor, tell me, where's that woman? I haven't seen her.
Don't you see some, so many of you think you're shepherds, but you don't worry about that one. Now, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm just illustrating to you that if you are a true shepherd, you worry about that one that's not at service on Sunday. Maybe one Sunday is okay, but two Sundays in a row, there's a big problem. That sheep is astray. That sheep is going to get lost. That sheep will then be attacked. Sheep gets attacked or get attacked. Number four, the fourth problem is sheep listen to the shepherd's voice. Now, why is that a problem? It's only a problem if you have the wrong voice, the wrong shepherd in their lives. Unfortunately, people find voices. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and my sheep listen to my voice. They don't listen to 10 other or 15 other voices. They listen to my voice. Friends, it took me years to listen to the voice of Jesus. I realized that Jesus speaks through a pulpit. He speaks through this pulpit. The man or the woman behind this pulpit, it became the voice of Jesus in my life. He speaks through the word of God. He speaks through leadership. It took me years to determine the voice of God. Some of you, I don't understand. You say for 3 weeks, but you can hear God much better than me. Just don't understand it. You have no fruit in your life, but you see all visions. You see everything, but you have no, nothing. Nobody following. And everybody that's been given to you get lost. But you hear God's voice. And you have this revelation. And you have seen how the pastor is in sin. And how this one is wrong. And that one is this. But there's nobody around you. Let's make church a little bit real here today. I'm not here to rebuke you. I'm here to tell you, listen, some people think they're sheep, but they are shepherds, but they're sheep. A shepherd has a heart for people. No, but I have a heart for people. But you don't sacrifice your life. You will never sacrifice your holiday. Oh, no. It's my holiday. You want to become a good shepherd? You ain't going to become a good shepherd without sacrifice. Forget about it. And God is not calling us just to be shepherds. He's calling us to be true and good shepherds like Jesus. He's a true shepherd and a good shepherd. And that only comes by sacrifice. That comes by a life of sacrifice where you put your life in front of everything, before anything. You're a home cell leader. You first look at your people. Your home cell, is your home cell healthy? Have you spoken to your leadership? Is there somebody that's going to replace you when you're gone for 3 weeks? And listen, we want you to go on holiday. We want you to be blessed. I pray that God will bless many of you on holidays. But don't be a wolf in sheep's clothing or a hireling. Because if you're just going to leave the people be, I want to challenge you here today. God needs shepherds. He needs good shepherds and true shepherds. And they will only come by sacrifice. There's many voices for people out there. Make sure that you have the voice, which is Jesus' voice. Learn that Jesus will speak through godly authority and godly men through his word. And then look out for your life. What type of life, who's following you? Is there sheep walking behind you? Because if there's nobody walking behind you, listen to me, wake up call, you're a sheep. You might see every vision, you might get every goosebump. Let me, your pastor, help you here today. And God does not want you to be like that. God says, I have saved you, never for you to go astray again. I have saved you for you not to get lost. It's amazing that he says that they go astray. Yes. But in the same passage, in another passage, he says, not in the same, in another scripture, he says, nothing will rip them out of my heart, my hands. You have to understand, to rip something, come here, Paul. To rip something, where's your phone? Now, I'm going to rip it. You need to stop it. Because Jesus, you are now the Father. Nothing's going to rip me. I'm the cell phone out of this hand. So the devil will come, and he's going to try, and he's going to take the phone. And God says, nothing will. Okay, you know, I am you, you're God. rip, I'm God, rip the phone. Come, Paul. Come, Paul. Come, Paul. Give your best, Paul. Try your best, Paul. We're going to break your phone, Paul, but you're not going to get it out of the sock. You're not going to get it out. But nothing says, when you want to go, God's going to hang on. We need to get this. God is depending upon you to become responsible for others. There's a problem if you stay a sheep. Because most sheep go astray. Most sheep gets lost. Most sheep will constantly be attacked. The devil ain't going to stop his attack when you give your life to Jesus. He's going to rev it up. You don't have to be afraid, but just be aware that he's going to step it up. Therefore, you need the real voice of God in your life and voices of God. You don't need people that tells you, hey, listen, you need to slow down. Oh, CRC is asking too much from you. Or they're a little bit over the top. God's a loving God, so he will forgive you when you sleep around. By the way, sleeping around is a decision. It's not something that you fall into. It's not a trap that the devil has set for you. You choose to go there. You are led there. And the devil uses lust and all these other things to lead you there. So if you hear the voice of Jesus, you are led by Jesus. And then you will become, go from a lamb to a sheep, and from a sheep he will make you a shepherd. And I'm pleading today for you to become a shepherd. To say, Pastor, yes, today I make up my mind. I'm leaving these sheepish mindsets and lifestyle, and I'm now going to become a shepherd. Are you with me? Number five, the fifth problem is sheep needs a lot of water and good pastures. Now, I said it in the earlier service as well. When you're a good shepherd, you move sheep from pasture to pasture. And hopefully around the same water. We've got it wrong in the church today. We think you're a good shepherd when you allow people to move from pastor to pastor. God has never called you to go from pastor to pastor. He's called you to a green pastures where he will lead you to still waters. Don't fall into this thing where you move from church to church to church to church and think, okay, God is leading you. If there's a well, listen, you can ask any good shepherd. If there's a well of water and there is enough green pastures around that well for 365 days and for 120 days consecutively, that shepherd will never move you from that place. The only move that he will do is to make you a lamb chop. And you know, you serve the good shepherd. You serve Jesus that will never do that. So don't get fooled. Whoever listens to me today, thinking God is going to move you to greener pastures. If there's a great well, and there's green pastures around that well, meaning people getting saved, lives are getting transformed, the place is growing, and it's happening. The good shepherd ain't going to move you from there. Why does he need you to move? Because there's still waters and there's green pastures. Read Psalm 23. He leads me to still waters and green pastures. It's when the place doesn't produce any water anymore and there's nothing to eat. Then the shepherd will say, let's go sheep, hurt everybody. Not as sheep, hurt everybody, say, now everybody, let's go. I didn't even mention it in the earlier service. Number six, sheep need someone to pick them up when they fall on their back. Paul again, come here. This is a true fact. If you find a woolly out there in the pastures that's lying on his back, lie on your back first, please, Paul. Like this, a woolly. It's a fact that a woolly need, a sheep needs somebody to turn them around on their feet. Life is going to kick you over. And if you stay a sheep, many times you're going to fall on your back. You're going to sing the fast songs, the slow songs. You're going to lie in your couch. You're going to think you're okay, but you're on your back. And a sheep can't turn around themselves. It's amazing. It needs somebody to turn them around. You know how God will use somebody? A pastor will come to you and say, "You fruitless guy, this is the problem. You're not in your relationship with Jesus. There's no urgency anymore with your urgency towards Him and building His church. And that's why it's just a fruit problem. It's just you need to reconnect. You need to get your vision back. You need to become direction. Stop the directionless and the defenseless. Start getting direction and purpose for your life. Follow God's vision." Is somebody just turning you around? Or maybe you are busy with worldly stuff and somebody comes to you and says, "Hey, bro, listen, you gave your life to Jesus. God loves you. What's happening over here?" And you get convicted and then, "What do I do?" No, let's turn you around. Let's just turn you around. You need that's a problem if you don't have a shepherd. If you stay a sheep, there's a challenge with shepherds as well. Mark chapter 14, 27 says, "Then Jesus said to them, 'All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered.'" The one challenge we have with shepherds is the following. Shepherds are constantly under attack by the enemy, because the enemy wants to scatter the sheep. So shepherds will be constantly under attack. You will see your pastor, they will attack your pastor. Your friends will speak out against your pastors. The world will speak out against your church. And you will know it and you will hear it. And you won't even pray for your pastor. You will just say, "Oh, shame, I'm glad I'm not my pastor." So you sit and you think, should I now become a shepherd that is so constantly under fire, or should I stay a sheep? Most people choose to stay sheep. By choosing to stay sheep, you choose a lifestyle of dumbness, defenselessness, if there's a word like that, directionless life. So I don't want to have that. I don't want to have that persecution, and I don't want to, I'd rather stay a sheep. And you look at the life of Jesus, the shepherd was struck. And what happened to the apostles? They scattered. And that's the purpose by attacking shepherds, is to scatter sheep. Are you guys with me? And I want to tell you, don't let, just like Paul said, don't let my imprisonment affect your serving God. He says, what I am going through is for your benefit. Oh, Paul was a great shepherd. Because one day he was preaching, the next day they heard he was in jail. And now everybody, crying for Paul. Oh, what now? Paul writes, he says, listen, don't let what I'm going through disturb you serving God. I'm doing it for your benefit. What I'm going through is for your benefit. Amen. That's a shepherd. So don't let that stop you from becoming a shepherd. You have to understand, God, the moment you move from a sheep to a shepherd, there's a different grace. There's a different grace for you. Amen. In John chapter 10:11, it says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd puts the sheep before himself, sacrifices himself if necessary. A hired man is not a real shepherd. The sheep mean nothing to him. He sees a wolf come and runs for it, leaving the sheep to be ravaged and scattered by the wolf. He's only in it for the money. The sheep don't matter to him." The second problem we have is there's many shepherds in this world that are people with no heart for the people, but they're actually in it for the money. Now, let me explain to you the money. It is for me. I come to church for me. I want people to pray for me. I want to serve for me. I want to reach out when I want. I want to. I know it's tight. I know it's tight, but it's right. You can't stay a sheep. And many of God's shepherds today, people that are moving into shepherdship, can I say it like that? They want to become shepherds. Their lives are still consumed by worldly things, by money and by things. Jesus said, you need to be prepared to forsake all to become like me. Jesus said, keep your eyes on the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all things shall be added to you. But too many shepherds are, I'm a shepherd in this church, but then I get a pay raise in that country, so there I'm off to. Now, people can say I'm legalistic, but what will you do if I come to church on a Sunday and just say to you, listen, there's a church in America, they offered me double the price to be their pastor, what you guys are giving me at this moment. So I just feel, I feel now led by God. I've prayed about it. I've heard God's voice. And I believe that God is now sending me to pastor that church. Excuse me? Now, thank you, my wife. God has opened a door for me and my family to go pastor this great church. Come on, let's just be real. Let's just be real here. Then there's a different standard for me than for you. And if I always going to treat you as sheep, then I need to hurt you like sheep. So even though God sees us as sheep, like sheep, he desires us to be shepherds. In the New Testament, the first command to the church was to be shepherds, not sheep. So you might be a lamb here today and you might be a sheep, but I'm here to tell you that that's not the desired position that God wants you to be in. He didn't die for you to be a sheep. He died for you to be a shepherd. Amen. And as a chief shepherd here, by his grace, I have to help him moving you from being a lamb to a sheep and from a sheep to a shepherd. A hired man has no heart for the sheep. They mean nothing to him. He sees the wolf, worldly things happening, and he runs for it. Friends, Jesus made the Apostle Peter, from being a sheep to becoming a shepherd. There was a time, I said to you, Jesus came in as a lamb. He followed his father as a sheep. And then there was a time where he became a shepherd after his resurrection. From there on, he was clearly a shepherd, not a sheep anymore. He wasn't following his father anymore. He had all authority. Though there was a time in Apostle Peter's life where he was a lamb and he became a sheep, and there was a defined moment where he had to choose to become a shepherd. In John chapter 21 verse 15, it says, after the breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, master, you know I love you, Jesus said, feed my lambs. Then he asked him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yes, master, you know I love you. Jesus said, shepherd my sheep. Then he said a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? I think one translation says, do you really love me? Peter was upset that he asked for the third time. It's amazing. I challenge you for commitment from the pulpit and you get upset. Peter got upset, man. It's natural to get upset. I get challenged to commit more, I get upset as well. It's no sin in that. It's a problem when you leave. It's a problem when you speak out. It's a problem when you become indifferent. Are you with me? I want to show you here. Ask him the third time. Look at how Jesus said to him, bro, do you love me? Bartimaeus, do you love me? Do you really love me? Three times. This is a man that walked with Jesus, saw miracles. But you see, when the shepherd was struck, he was a sheep that scattered. He wasn't a shepherd yet. Now watch now. You've got to, he says, Master, you know everything there is to know. You've got to know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. I'm telling you the very truth now. When you were young, you dressed yourself. When you were a lamb, you dressed yourself, went wherever you wished. But when you got old, a shepherd, you'll have to stretch out your hands while someone else dresses you, and it will take you where you don't want to go. So when you are immature, you do just what you want. But when you are a shepherd, you are not allowed to do what you want. You are sometimes bound to go where you don't want to go. You read further, he says, and it illustrated or gave a hint of what kind of death Peter would die. I think Peter was crucified upside down. And then Jesus said to him, follow me. You see, when the shepherd was struck, all the sheep scattered. And the one that said, I will not, was the one that denounced Jesus three times. Then Jesus asked him three times, do you love me? And the key over here is the following. Peter was a sheep that scattered, but he had to choose to become a shepherd. And Jesus said to him, if you love me, feed my lambs. You love me, Peter? Cool, feed my lambs. Meaning, take care of the baby Christians. Take care of those who can't take care of themselves. Those who need milk. Those who need caring while they are small. Take care. Feed my sheep, my lambs. Take care of the baby ones, the ones that's just coming into church. Those who do not know God, they don't know church. Take care of them. Don't come to church and see all the salvations and have, okay, next Sunday is going to be the same thing. And next Sunday is going to be the same thing. This church had over 2,500 decisions for Jesus at this altar in 12 months. Now 5 or 6 pastors need to... You want to say to me that there's only 5 or 6 pastors in this, shepherds in this church that has a heart for people? Am I talking to somebody here today? If you're going to see yourself as a sheep, you ain't going to become a shepherd. And God wants you to become a shepherd. Now, you say you love Jesus, feed his lambs. Then he asked Peter again, do you love me? He says, Lord, you know that I love. He said, shepherd my sheep. How do you become a shepherd? How do you move from a sheep to a shepherd? By learning to herd. Getting the baby Christians, young Christians in, get them to pray, get them to give, get them to serve. And you will now move from a sheep to a shepherd. Somebody that shepherds sheep. You choose leadership. You choose to be involved more than others. You choose to stay in the house. You choose to follow the rules of engagement in the house. Now you've moved. You're now a shepherd, shepherding the sheep. Different level of leadership anyway. And then the last one, he said to him, Simon, do you really love me? You say now 2 times you love me. Do you really love me? He says, then feed my sheep. Now you're a person that is responsible for feeding the sheep. by giving them the word of God, by giving them vision and direction. You make sure that they are healthy, not just hurting or protected, but they are healthy. That's the pulpit ministry. Friends, Peter was first a real sheep. He wandered away. He got scattered. Peter lost his way. Then the real shepherd said, I've got many others that's coming. I'm going to find that one. He went to get Peter back. The real shepherd will always put the sheep before his own life. And he will always be prepared to sacrifice and die for his sheep. And you will never become a real shepherd without sacrifice. Before living a life where others are more important than you in the house of God. You will never get rid of the sheepy lifestyle unless you make a commitment that, hey, through sacrifice and commitment, I am choosing today to move from being a sheep to a shepherd. It's a decision that you have to make. And God will always challenge you when you say that you love Him to feed the lambs, to shepherd the sheep, and then to feed the sheep. When you are feeding the sheep, you are leading them in person to still waters and the right pastures. You make sure that they are well herded, well tended, and extremely well guarded. You in person protect them. You in person guides them, and you in person watch over them. Over a group or a person or a group of people. When you're a good shepherd, meaning you're a good home cell leader, listen to me. Every Sunday before service, you will find, even on a Thursday and a Friday, who of your members are bringing a visitor. You will make sure that that person doesn't come by tube. You will make a plan, go pick them up, or you will meet them at a tube station and you will bring them. And if you can't do it, you will make sure that somebody in your herd. Look at your life. Look at your life. I'm looking at mine. Look at yours. Are you still a sheep? And if you're a shepherd, are you a good shepherd that are prepared to sacrifice for others? You know what? The biggest sacrifice is not for self. That's the lowest form of sacrifice. I'm taking you over time. Just stay with me, my friends. I feel the Holy Spirit is leading me. Many of you sacrifice, but you sacrifice for self. And we get deceived by sacrificing for self. We sacrifice relationships for self. We sacrifice friendships for self, for me. I leave that worldly friendships for me. We think we leave it for God, but actually we leave it for ourselves. It's the lowest form of sacrifice. You know what the sacrifice God is actually looking in our lives? Is our sacrifice for others. Jesus didn't come to the cross for Him. He came to the cross for others. Learn to sacrifice for God's house, other people. That guy that you prayed for, that you invited to church 3 months ago, that's not in church. Learn to pick up, take a bicycle, take a car, borrow your friend's car, ask him to pick you up, take a bus, go to them. Pick them up. Maybe you just need to roll them over again so that they can get on their feet. Maybe you should just explain to them how important it is to gather together as the saints every time we have that opportunity, that there's protection when we are together, but when we are outside alone, they can scatter. Come on! I'm here to challenge you to become a shepherd. To leave the sheepish mindsets and lifestyles and saying, yes, God has not called me just to be a sheep. Wow, I know this today. He's called me to be a shepherd. Now I make up my mind. Your pastor, this man, I was safe a week. And I made up my mind. I'm not going to be associated as a sheep. A woolly, not me. A shepherd, yes. And if you are Jesus' sheep, These voices will always tell you to become a shepherd because they are few. And if you're a good shepherd, people will come to you. They will flock to you. Amen. Come on, let's become shepherds. Anybody here ready to become a shepherd? Amen. Make up your mind today with me. Say, yes, Lord. I'm going to become a better shepherd. I hear your voice. I'm challenged today to become a better shepherd. I'm going to lose and leave the sheepish mindsets and sheepish lifestyle. I don't want to be a woolly. I want to be a shepherd. I'm going to lead your people. I'm going to take care of them. I'm going to guide them. I'm going to get them to herd. The number one characteristic of a shepherd is getting people to herd. Oh, we have our outreach, Pastor. Can you herd them? Who's home salaries here? Can you stand to your feet, yeah? I'm using you just as an example, nothing personal. Are you cool? A good shepherd will have all her sheep around her sitting there. How many of the people there is a sheep? Someone in your home cell. Somebody serving up. Okay, but accept. You're a good shepherd. They're serving. I'm just using it as an example. As a shepherd, you can never come to church without your guys somewhere involved or around you. Listen to me, please. As your pastor, we need you guys to stop being like sheep. Thank you, you can sit. And really take up the responsibility of leadership. And not just any leadership, good leadership, where you say, I understand the importance. Jesus died for this person. This person just got born again. Jesus does not want this person to get lost again. And listen, people get lost. They get astray. And then the ravages, wolves are out there just ripping them apart. They get saved here 6 months later. They don't want to do nothing with Jesus. Nothing. The Father's heart is for people to move from being sheep to shepherds. He says there's too many scattered, too many running around, but the laborers are few. Come on. Let's hear God's voice together and make up our minds. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to take care of every person that's in my home cell. And if you're not in a home cell here today, listen. You need to be part of a home cell. There's no law in this, but there's protection when we are in a home cell. There's a group of people together that can pray together. When they pray together, they stay together. Oh, come on. And we believe in home cells. And I want to encourage every one of you to become part of a home cell so that there's other people around you that can be in your life and help you and guide you and protect you and pray for you. You can never lose by not being in a home cell. I promise you, that place changed my life. And I believe in that so much. I want to encourage every home cell leader, don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. Listen to me. Some of you have lost your heart. Don't lose heart like Peter. God will call a sermon like this to tell you, listen, don't be like that. Get back in. We're going to roll it over. This life is going to come. New people are going to come. You just take care of them properly. Pray for them. Get them involved. Get them to serve. Get them to church. And then God do the what only He can do. We can't save people. We can allow God to move through us to save people. We can't change people. We can just allow God to work through us to change people. But then we need those people around us. What is a shepherd? A shepherd is a sheep that has learned to herd. Home cell leader, if you have come today to serve to church for just that, take that nugget. Just learn to herd people. Get them around. Then caring is easier. Protecting and praying is much easier. You've got them in your life. Keep hold of them. Pray for them. Pray for each other. Don't just always pray for the pastor. Even though I need your prayers, thank you. But let's pray for each other as well. Come on, this is a we thing. This is not a, or it's a us thing. It's not a me thing. It's not Tabu's church. It's our church. It's not Tabu's ways. It's our ways. Let us, like Pastor John Cameron said, let us take up. I am responsible. Tell yourself, I am responsible. I am responsible. I need to become responsible. God wants me to be responsible. The shepherd and the good shepherd is always responsible. And if you're here today and you've heard this message and you don't have a clue what's going on over here, I want to say to you, listen, Jesus loves you. And he has brought you here because he wants to make you part of his flock. There you are maybe here today and you know, as I preach, you just know your life is not right with God. You don't have assurance of eternal life. Maybe you didn't understand a thing that I said. That doesn't matter. What matters is that you need to know that Jesus died for your sins 2,000 years ago because he loves you. And he gave his life for you so that today, by hearing the gospel, the good news, you can choose to receive eternal life and become part of his flock that will live forever and ever and ever. And don't take much to tell us that we know that we are wrong, that we are not right with God. We just need to be truthful to self. Maybe you're here today and you say, Thabo, that's me. I've been a black sheep. Your pastor, before I became a white sheep, new sheep, I was a worldly sheep. I did everything wrong. I was scattered. My life was scattered, falling apart. Then I heard a message that challenged me to change my life. When it challenged me, I realized I can't change my life myself. Somebody said, I've got good news. Jesus can change your life. Stop trying to do it yourself. Give your life to Jesus. He's going to change it. And when I responded, I promise you, my whole life changed like this, overnight. For a short time, I was a lamb. Then I became a sheep. And then I moved in to become a shepherd. And my whole desire today, I promise you, is not to preach on a Sunday or to do anything. It's to one day stand before Jesus and hear, good and faithful servant. It's just to hear that you were a good shepherd. And today I want to challenge those who are shepherds, keep on being good shepherds. Those who are sheep and you're not a shepherd yet, come on, let's become shepherds. And if you are here, you're a lamb. No, listen, don't stay a lamb for too long. And please do not stay a sheep for too long. Choose, make up your mind, I'm going to become a shepherd from today onward. Amen. And if you are here today and you say, I don't know Jesus, I want to tell you, he's got the greatest offering for you today, eternal life, forgiveness, restoration. All you need to do is believe and turn to him. Amen. Let's close our eyes. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that you love us and care for us. Thank you that you are the good shepherd, the true shepherd. We thank you that when we are yours, we can hear your voice. I pray today that this word will take root in our hearts so that we can become good shepherds. Shepherds that care for your people, that guide them, and protect them, and lead them well. I pray for every home cell leader and every leader in our church. Thank you for grace upon grace as they lead your people. I pray for every person that's part of our home cell, that they will see the importance of being together as your church, where we can pray together and be a family. Help us to see the greater importance of coming to church. That every day we need to be together somewhere over the city, just praying or spending time together. That there's protection when we come together.
Thank you for listening to this podcast, brought to you by CRC London. For more information about our services, venue locations, or any other information, please visit our website, www.crclondon.com. CRC London, building one church in many locations.